Joy seekers, joy givers, anyone looking for an infusion of joy, you've come to the right place. My name is Deb McGregor. And one thing that I sometimes get really intrigued about is secrets. And when people have secret codes, I really get excited. I'm that person who loves to figure out those secret codes. Did you know that God gives us secret codes? In fact, he even gives us secret codes around faith and purity. Today, we are going to dig into the secret code 222. To walk us through this conversation is the author of The Faith in Purity, Secret Code 222, Tim Pomp. Tim, welcome to the show.
Awesome.
Today we're just going to do decoding. Uh-huh. And we should let people know that not only are you an author, you are an evangelist, you are a pastor, you are a musician. I mean, you are a dad, you're a spouse, all of the above.
Jesus lover.
You are a Jesus lover. That's right. So, Tim, you wrote this book, and we're going to dig into this book. But first, you've got to tell us about the inspiration for writing The Faith in Purity, because this was truly a God thing.
Yep.
Like everything you do, of course.
Well, to the truth is, a lot of things are not God things, and maybe that's just it. When I am hungry, when I am fasting, when I'm on fire, when I am on target, that I'm mining out secrets. I am the bread of life. I'm the water of life. I'm, of course, when he told everybody parables, he didn't give the whole stuff. He just gave so that the disciples kept going, what is he talking about? And he says, you have to go and discover it. And what's crazy is what your secret is when you hear the Bible or dig it out. It's different than what my secret will be. It'll be similar. I unveiled a bunch of secrets, and it could be the same secret. But to me, in my flesh, I have to figure out ways of staying busy. I have to stay ways of fasting and praying and never stop pushing on the gas.
Yeah.
And so this is a compilation of about 10, 15 years of and then COVID pushed me to where you're locked out away more often.
Yeah.
And so this is God says, don't do it in long chapters. Do 3 to 5 to 7 minute chapters and let the ability to just dig in it for 10 or 15 minutes every morning and see if you can mine out secrets. And so go ahead.
So talk to me about the 222, because we would be remiss if we did not point out that the show, of course, is airing on 22, right?
August 22.
How many 22s are there on the calendar on a Monday? Take a look, friends.
That's
not
right.
Really. And the book, what I really love is that the publishing date was 2/22/22, which was not even when it was supposed to be published.
Like 6 months before it was supposed to be published, and it was crazy. It came right down to the date, and I said, what is the date? He said 2/22.
It's just
2022.
Yeah. I mean, and as you and I have said, there's no such thing as coincidence. It's always God incidence. This is God creating this. Yep. So let's talk about, I know that you wanted to give people an introduction to what this is really about.
Yep.
So do you want to read to us a little bit from the preface?
Yeah, maybe. I'll start this way. Let me just mention quickly, my wife and I are married 39 years ago, 2 days ago, August 20th.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so this is a big part of it, is me staying pure for my wife and me knowing and her keeping me accountable, all these things. So approximately, I'm not joking you, 22 years ago, I got woke up in the middle of the night after pursuing God, and it was like he slapped me. I don't wake up. I sleep like a rock. 2:22. I looked at the clock, and it was 2:22. And I explain about this in the book. But in short, I got up, and he spoke to me. Not an audible voice, but just inside, a still small voice. Get up and look at all the scriptures that have to do with 2:22. And I got up, and the next day, I know a lot of scriptures. I know the Bible pretty well. I figured there'd be 5 or 6. And by the time 2 or 3 hours was up, I found over 20 scriptures with the chapter and verse 2:22. And that's what this book is. Of two-thirds of the book is about, or over half anyway, is little devotionals that have chapter 2, verse 22, starting in Genesis all the way into Revelation. And it's incredible. God just did it. And yes, the preface, this might explain. When you have faith, the disciples cried and said, increase my faith, that he would even, and it is impossible to please God without faith, right? But he said, look at this little child. This is how your faith is going to be based. And I wanted to make this simple, but when I talk to everybody, it's not simple. It's deep, and you have to wade through these chapters. And I'm sorry about that. It's just the way I write. And so don't go into it hoping that you'll buzz through it. You know, but I'm talking about your devotional life. You don't have to read this book. I'm just saying 222 is just a number and just a reference. However, God gave me this for a tool for me to try to keep a song many years ago by Jason Upton, purity and victory, you cannot separate them. Yeah. Purity and victory, you cannot separate them. That would be a good gem about what this book is about.
Yeah. So I want to really invite people, as we're talking about this, I would agree 100%. This is not you pick this up and you read it in 20 minutes. What I found, because that's initially when I first picked up the book, I was like, that's what I was thinking. And I literally got to chapter one and thought, what was I thinking? That is not what God intends for this at all. And what I found myself doing is actually needing to read little snippets of it and then praying a little bit and then actually journaling it.
Exactly.
Because one of the things that I'll tell you what God spoke to me as I started to read it, is God said, you know, my child, this is how he usually speaks to me, you know, my child, I am giving you this tool to show you the areas of your life where I would either like to expand or gently convict. He actually gently convict by the power of my Holy Spirit to show you how to continue to draw closer to me and to also continue purifying that which I have created in you. Yeah. That's exactly what he said to me.
That's right.
And from that point forward, I knew, okay, this is not a 30-minute book. This is a, Deb, you're going to really take this apart and use it in your prayer time and really use it to allow God to draw things out, because God is constantly trying to work in us those ways, right?
Yeah. Joshua. The book of Joshua, when they took Jericho, there was one man, his name was Achan, and he had a secret, because when they went in to take Jericho, he stole a piece of gold. Where did he stick it? I don't know, in his back pocket or under his garment. And then he dug a hole or something in his tent, and the Holy Spirit saw it. Just he sees things. He sees secrets. So we're not just talking about sexual impurity. And when somebody picks it up, they say, oh, I'm tired of, you know, sexual impurity books. Well, it sure implies, it sure fits. But think about Achan and what he did. First of all, he died and his whole family. And then the entire Israel was big consequences because of what Achan did. It was bad news. And so I'm not only talking about secrets that you mine out from the Word of God, but secrets that are on the inside of you. And that's what you're talking about. And as you dive into the Word of God, every one of us has our vices. We have our pride. We have our insolence. We have our stupidity, some swearing and alcohol. It's in us. It's from our past. And somehow, how in the world did that come up all of a sudden? Yeah. Right?
Right.
And so this is just tools, and in this case, chapter 2 and verse 22, and then each chapter I have just a secret that I throw in there, you know.
Yeah, so one of the things I want to talk about is, so we all know we have all these vices. Why is it important for us to get them to the surface, to deal with them, to allow God to purify us from those things? Let's talk about the why, because I think people are like, yeah, well, why is that important?
Yesterday, my message the place I was preaching was about Romans 10, 9 and 10. I think the most important scripture in the Bible. And what is it? That you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. But just before that, where does faith come from? From hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so that's the answer to your question, is that you're lazy if you have not memorized scripture. You can't say to God, oh, I can't memorize or something. You have to get it in your arsenal. You have to get it so that you can slice, divide joints and marrow, soul and spirit, the discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. And if you're lazy, then you'll have excuses and you will always be behind. And then what will happen? You won't meet your destiny. You know, do you have gifts in you? Yes. And they're covered up by your own selfish desires. That's what this book is about. And again, I don't really care about the book. I don't care that people buy it. See, do you know, Deb, who this was really for in my heart is for millennials and middle-agers. I have a son that's that age, and he's swallowed up, and he loves the Lord. And so does my daughter, and she's 29. But they are swallowed up by media and so and the ability to dig and dig and dig and say, God, I'm taking this gem for my life so that I can fulfill the destiny that you have for my life.
I love this. And the bottom line is, that you mentioned it, the destiny is being covered up. It's like we've got all these beautiful things that God wants to continue to bring forth. And yet all of these other things have become so distractive and they're getting in the way. And that is a piece of this purifying process. We're going to dig more into the book. We're going to dig more into these chapters. We're even going to dig a little bit more into what purifying and purity really means and what faith and purity really means. Amen. When we come back, we're going to take a brief pause. We are speaking with Tim Pomp, the author of The Faith and Purity Secret Code 222. We will be back after this brief message. This is Deb McGregor. Live joy, share joy.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisors Gina Ripkema, Shelley Loff, and Donna Gunderson offer financial planning based on biblical principles. They can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Gina Ripkema, Shelley Loff, and Donna Gunderson today. Office is located downtown Bemidji at 122 3rd Street Northwest or at 1202 1st Street East in Park Rapids. Ameriprise Financial offers financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Arise Financial Group, a division of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. Work with Ameriprise Financial Advisors Gina Ripkema, Shelley Loff, and Donna Gunderson, and together you'll develop a customized plan for your retirement. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Gina Ripkema, Shelley Loff, and Donna Gunderson. Office is located downtown Bemidji at 122 3rd Street Northwest or at 1202 1st Street East in Park Rapids. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Arise Financial Group, a division of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Deb McGregor of Live Joy, Share Joy. Can you imagine getting a text right to your phone that is all about joy? Every Friday, I send out a joy note. This is a message of encouragement, contemplation, insight, and more. If you want to receive a joy note right to your phone, text the word joy to 218-248-6556. I look forward to sharing more joy with you on a weekly basis. Let's build a community of joy.
Nourishing Ways by Kelly Jo. Personalized nutrition coaching designed to help women ditch dieting for good and cultivate confidence in themselves so they can nourish their bodies with the food they love without the stress and guilt. Hi, I'm Kelly Jo. I have over 20 years working as a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor. Let me help you live the joy-filled life you crave. Contact me today on Facebook at Nourishing Ways, that's W-E-I-G-H-S, or call me today at 218-368-4911.
This is Deb McGregor, Live Joy, Share Joy. We are speaking with Tim Pomp, the author of The Faith and Purity Secret Code 222. We've been unraveling some secrets throughout the show. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. This is so fun.
Woo! I mean, as you and I said, we could go like on and on because there's so many great things. There are so many great chapters in this book, and we were talking about where do we want to go next, and we both were like, we got to talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit because this is just where it's at.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the Holy Spirit.
Way back when my family fell into the river, my dad was a denominational pastor, and that's where we got all of our foundations. I will never talk against. But when someone takes out the things that happened, and especially like Acts chapter 19, there's no better way to describe than those first 5, 6, 7 verses of Acts 19. Paul came up to some people, and they were Christians, and they said, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They said, "Well, we didn't know there was." And they laid hands on them and they prayed in tongues and they prophesied. How can you take that out of the Bible? And how can you say, well, it's for somebody else? I'm just telling you, when I came into it, I jumped over a fence after throwing snowballs at cop cars and... And jumped over the fence, and my brother said, "Would you like to receive the Holy Spirit?" And I was a child. I was 15, and I said, "Sure." And I did, and he, over like honey, just came over me, and it changed my whole life. Yeah, I was never the same from that moment. All of a sudden, the next week, I wrote a song, and that became really my destiny. I still remember the song, "By Him. Therefore, let us offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of your lips, giving thanks to his name." Hebrews 15:13. God, and why did that happen? Because the Holy Spirit is the one who uncovers all of these secrets inside of your heart, and the things that begin to happen change your life. It's incredible.
Amen. So really, we want people to make sure that if you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, like, this is the place to start. It will completely change the way you even look at this book, right?
Not only this book, the book.
Yeah, yeah, the book.
The Holy,
the living word.
The Holy Bible. And what I'm just so sorry for people that were poisoned. I'll try to take 1.5 minutes in the story. I was 9 years old and I got saved at a camp with a friend. For 5 years we walked, we threw shot baskets in his barn. Long story short, he received Jesus, I received Jesus. He was taught in his church that the Holy Spirit was not for today and et cetera, et cetera. And long story short, he went into a cemetery and took his life.
Oh, 5 years, so sorry.
5 years later. And I said, and this was after he looked at me, and he says, "We're no longer friends if you talk about the Holy Spirit." And I said, "Oh, I haven't even received the Holy Spirit. I'm learning too. What's the problem?" And I just want to tell you how important the Holy Spirit is. And for my whole life, I've treated the Holy Spirit with such reverence and such understanding that there must be something very important if my friend was so poisoned. Anyway, I didn't want to spend a lot of time on that, but that's a motivation of my life.
Yeah. Amen. And so, amen. Well, and I mean, I'm thinking of when I first accepted the Lord, I didn't really have the baptism of the Holy Spirit until a few months after that.
Yeah.
But the moment was so profound for me that I literally went down on my knees and I couldn't breathe right. Like I went, like it was literally, like we talk about the wind, like it literally went up through my lungs, and I was never the same after that. You know, the before and after that you get a baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's just, you're never the same.
There's the water. What does it do? It cleanses all the way through your being. And then out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And then what? Fire. So that's what this is all about. Is can you stand in the fire and let him cleanse out all of the things in your life that are not from God? It will be through the person, the precious teacher, paraclete, Holy Spirit, the lawyer, the one that comes alongside, the person that knows peace, joy, love, forgiveness, understanding. All of those things will come through the Holy precious Holy Spirit.
And when you meet people that have those fruits of the Spirit, you just know when you know when you know. You know that it's the Spirit at work in them because you can't help not see it you see it.
Yep.
And it will draw people to the Lord.
If you want to hide, if you want to hold on to forgiveness, I'll just tie in here really quickly. Two of the chapters is called The Gift of Resolve. And I basically give a couple historic and that when something incredible, tragic happens, what do you do? Do you hold on to unforgiveness? Do you hold on and say, God, I'm going to be mad at you for the rest of my life? Or like Paul and Peter and people when stuff happened, they were beaten and bruised and persecuted all the time, but they had the resolve. Their face was set like flint to do what God wanted to do all of the time, no matter what happened in life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the purity then, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
Purity, to me, is when I stand before God and I don't feel shame. I don't feel intimidated. I don't hold back. And God says, I don't want a part of you if you're gonna. I want you to step out in faith. That's what I've made you to do as a believer. And if it's still hope first, okay, grab onto hope until the day that I tell you to step out in faith, and.
Well, and what I love about this for me, what I equate it to is feeling like I have a clean slate.
Right.
I don't know if that's, but that's in my mind. It's when I feel like I have the clean slate, then I feel at peace with God. I feel like I'm serving Him the best I can. I'm not getting distracted. My heart is pure. Like I feel like I can go out and do God's work. When anything gets in the way of that and distracts me, I'm not as good a servant as I could be, right?
That's right. You know what's incredible, though? If I confess my sin, He is faithful and just to forgive my sin every time. I go to Him, God, I was just here last week about this issue, and would you forgive me again? Yep.
Yeah.
And He does. And then, like you say, you feel clean.
Yeah.
See how faith... I just love that old song, purity and victory, you cannot separate them.
It's so true. It's so true. And here's the other piece that I always like to invite into the space. You can't hide from God.
Yeah.
You may be trying to hide from yourself even or hide from your neighbor, but you cannot hide from God. And at some point, I call it, there's sort of this point, for lack of a term, where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yep.
But at some point, you will come head to head with this.
Yep.
Because you may be able to hide from yourself for a time or hide from a neighbor for a time, but because you can't hide from God, at some point, He will bring you to the crossroads. And you will have to make a choice.
There's two kinds of secrets. This one that you mine up from the Word of God constantly so that your secrets will be exposed. Or the secrets that you keep hidden in your tent. And the Holy Spirit will find them. You know, when I was 7 years old, something happened to me from a young man that came in our house. And why do I even talk about it? Isn't it embarrassing? Well, it is. It's terrible. And I honestly don't even know what happened. All that I can tell you is that until into my 30s and 40s, after I was married, I had this thing hanging on me. It was probably a spirit of lust. It was shame. It was whatever it was. And again, man... You're a minister. Should you be talking about these things? Of course.
Yeah.
That's the whole point is that, and again, this whole book is not about sexual purity, but it is about mining out those windows and doors in your life that do not line up with the Word of God.
Yeah.
And so you got to go to a counselor. You need to go to the Holy Spirit. And those things needs to be exposed. How do you define faith and purity? It's your number, whatever God number gives you, and a special verse of your life. You better have one that, boom, you got in your arsenal, and you pull out and you shoot it at the devil's head. My wife prays a prayer every morning that my foot is on the devil's head, on his neck, and it's going to stay there all day. And so I remind him, he's down there and he's stuck under my foot and he's not getting up and he's not taking control of any part of my life.
Yeah,
in Jesus'
name. And I'm glad that you're bringing up the shame piece, because as a person who has also experienced a sexual assault, One of the things is I felt shame for so long for something that wasn't even my fault, right? And the devil would just use that shame piece to just keep me down and keep me down until one day the Lord revealed to me, no, this is not yours. But part of the shame was that every time I tried to talk about it to someone, oh, we don't talk about those things. So I felt there was a shame all over again, right? Oh, I must have done something really bad because these people don't even want to talk about it. And that actually became hurtful all over again, right? And they unintentionally actually made it worse, right? Because then I really felt like I was like an inch tall, right? Like I must have really done something. And praise God for bringing people into my life who showed me his restoration, his redemption, his everything. So I know we're not going to ever have enough time to have these conversations, but what is the most important thing we haven't said yet that we need people to know about this topic?
I want you, if I was to look at you and say, what's most important? You find your own number. Find your own secret. Well, how? By digging and digging and then sharing it with somebody. And it will surface. I just happened to put it in written form. Of course, I had no abilities when I was a kid. My English teacher would have said, you're funny if you think you can read a book. You'll fail the rest of your life. That's what she told me. I mean, she believed in me, but you know, but only Jesus can do these things in your life.
Yeah,
and bring a life of faith, absolute trust, absolute going for what your destiny in your life.
Yeah. And I love, we want to remind people about that, the destiny, the treasures that are there waiting to be released and uncovered. And that's how that secret code works.
That's right.
And each person has a secret code.
Absolutely.
Oh, Tim, you are just amazing. Thanks so much for coming on. Oh, it's so fun to talk about this. Well, and it's inspiring, isn't it?
Yep. If you want it, just go to heartofworship.info. That's my website.
Yes, heartofworship.info. Yep. And you can get your own copy of the Faith and Purity Secret Code 222. And there's a whole lot of other resources on there as well. And I just
thank
you.
On ebook too.
Yes. And thank you for all the work that you're doing for the Lord, because I just think it's phenomenal. Much appreciated.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for glorifying God in all that you do. We really appreciate it. We want to thank all of you for choosing to listen today. We hope that this has inspired you to find your secret code, find your faith in purity through Jesus Christ and baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thanking Philip Elke for engineering today's program, reminding you to live, share, and lead with joy. This is Deb McGregor.
Live joy, share joy, shine your light to the world.
This is Deb McGregor of Life Full of Joy. Thank you for tuning in to Live Joy, Share Joy. We currently have availability for corporate sponsors on the show. Do you want to be aligned with all things joy and reach our listening audience? We have several options available, including our Joy Boosters. Contact your QFM today for sponsorship details.